Race fans, head over to EchoPark.com/Speedway. Enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway right now to drive off a winner. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway and the Bass Pro Shops Night Race alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Driver intros are happening right now as the 16 driver playoffs field are walking across the stage. That will be whittled down to 12 drivers when the checkered flag flies here tonight. You're going to hear more driver interviews and much more coming up. But right now we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Bristol Motor Speedway for the Bass Pro Shops Night Race, you heard our pit reporters interviewing drivers down there. Now let's hear about some of the storylines they're going to be covering for tonight's race with our pit road preview. Andrew Kerlin, what do you have in your section at the entrance of pit road?
Yeah, guys, well, one of the biggest news stories of this week was the pit crew swap between Alex Bowman and Carson Hocevar's team. It's no secret that Bowman's crew has struggled in the first two races of the playoffs. They had two 20-plus second pit stops in the opening races of the playoffs, where mistakes definitely need to be kept to a minimum. I had a chance to talk to tire carrier Jarius Moorhead, who moved from the 77 to the 48 car this week. They went from racing outside of the playoffs to being thrown in an elimination race with one of Rick Hendrick's cars below the cut. I asked, how do you approach this task? And he told me, it's all eyes on us this weekend, but it's exciting. They've had plenty of races to fight for the win with Carson, and tonight will be no different. Now, what does this mean for the drivers? I asked Carson Hocevar from a driver's perspective. He said it's not much. Carson and his new crew got together Wednesday to practice and get used to each other's unique movements, and that is going to be crucial for tonight when pit stops are going to be a premium at this elimination race.
All right, thank you very much, Andrew. Also on the back straightaway, covering everything from midway down the backstretch all the way into turn three, is Doug Turnbull.
Got a lot of heavy hitters on my side of pit road, like Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott. They're in the playoffs, but I want to talk about a non-playoff driver who loves this track, and that is fourth place starter Ty Gibbs, who has had documented struggles this season, still winless in the Cup Series, 19th in points, but he has three top tens in five Bristol races, had a top five finish back in the spring, and has led over 100 laps here twice. He told me in a one-on-one interview Friday that he absolutely loves this place, and his crew chief Tyler Allen said he absolutely agrees with that, doesn't know what it is about Bristol, but he thinks that the 54 team is dialed in, may take some creative pit strategy to keep that track position, but Ty Gibbs looking to score that elusive first victory tonight.
Thank you very much, Doug. When we come around to the front straightaway as they come off of turn four, that's when they come to the section covered by Wendy Venturini. What's happening, Wendy?
Yeah, my end of pit road, Shane Van Gisbergen is a storyline. He's outside that cut line by 15 points. Now, when you look at SVG, his only Bristol start, he finished 38th. Not so good. SVG just told me before the start of this race, he really has to put the pedal to the metal and not waste any time because he qualified 28th, but what did he do to prepare for this event? He went over SMT data, he went over videos and practiced as much as he could, watching some footage to prepare for this event. He knows the task at hand. He has no time to waste today. Shane Van Gisbergen starting 28th, and he has Wendy's on the car, so I feel like he should have a lead foot.
I like that. I think that works out just perfect, Wendy. And at the exit of pit road, they go straight into turn one as they pass by Brett McMillan.
Oh, Brad, you heard Andrew talking about the pit crew swap. I've got the other side of it, the 48 car of Alex Bowman. He starts today 35 points below the cut line. I talked to his crew chief, Blake Harris, today. And Blake says it's no big deal. He has no big concerns about the pit crew swap. He says the 77 pit crew has been doing it all year long. They've been performing well. As to how you throw a Hail Mary at Bristol to try to make the playoffs or to stay in the playoffs, he says, first of all, you have to have a fast car. They had won the pole the last two races here at Bristol. Didn't do so this time. They're starting in the 15th spot. Then you have to try flipping stages, but that depends on when the cautions fall, and that is completely and totally out of their hands. Harris said if they go through the first two stages without an opportunity to flip a stage, they're going to run as long as they can in the final stage to try to stay in the playoffs, and they're going to have to get a win to do that.
All right, thank you very much, Brett, Wendy, Doug Turnbull, and Andrew Curlin. Well, when we talk about stages, Mark, stage one and stage two, 125 laps each. The final stage, twice as far, 250. And when we look at our Sunoco fuel strategy, these cup cars can go the entire distance of the first two stages, meaning stage one, they can go on a tank of Sunoco fuel. Then they need to fill up. They can go stage two on a tank of Sunoco fuel. But as Brett mentioned, when the cautions come out, determine a lot, including when a caution comes out in the final stage and when you think you might be on the edge of it.
Absolutely. And the big question mark, we'll have enough fuel, but will we have enough tire? We've seen good tire wear, so if that all plays out, they won't have to pit. But if they get a chance to and ride through that and stay on the track at the beginning of the second stage, do it again on the third stage, the final stage. Again, you don't know how this race can be turned upside down. And then at the same time, you have to think about the fact it don't matter if Kyle Larson is as strong as he was both last spring and last summer. If he's that strong, it's not going to matter.
That's a great point, and they should get enough Sunoco fuel mileage that they have the choice when it comes to those tires as well. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
The Post-Career Day Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during Career Day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed. And I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Tonight, it's the Bass Pro Shops Night Race here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shops store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. We're going to go back down to pit road. Wendy Venturini is with a driver who has taken many checkered flags here at the world's fastest half mile.
Yes, Kyle Busch knows how to win here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Currently having a conversation with Richard Childress. Thanks, RC. We appreciate that. Kyle, what can you tell us about your race car tonight at Bristol with your starting position of 32nd? How aggressive can you be?
You can only go as fast as you can go, right? So, unfortunately, I felt like I hit my line and hit everything that I could do in qualifying, and that's only as fast as we could go. So we'll just have to work on it and see what happens and see if we can't surprise ourselves here tonight with our Lucas Oil Chevrolet and get ourselves up towards the front. But it'll be a work in progress.
All right, good luck out there. That's Kyle Busch starting 32nd. I appreciate Richard Childress stepping down for our interview.
Awesome. Thank you, Wendy. You just heard from Kyle Busch, presented by the official sponsor of his number 8 Chevy, Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, known for their home-style comfort food, from free honey butter croissants to homemade chicken pot pie to country fried chicken. At Cheddar's, you always get a lot for not a lot. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Well, here with William Byron, who starts today's race. He is 39 points to the good over the cut line. This is a heck of a place for a cutoff race, isn't it, where you really don't control what happens to you?
You do, but there's some things you can't control for sure. So it just try to have a nice, smooth, start to the night here and get to the end of the race, see the checkered flag. So, excited for the race. I feel like our car in practice made some good progress. We got better as the practice went along, and I was happy about that. We qualified well.
At seventh, that's where he started today. He has 5 top tens here in his past, Doug Turnbull.
All right, standing here with Kyle Larson, starting in the 5th position in this race today. Kyle, was a dominator you were here in the spring, leading over 200 laps, and not quite on the front row there, but certainly a hot rod. So what do you think about your chances here versus the conditions in the spring?
I don't know. We'll see. The tire felt a little different in practice, so we'll see how it kind of reacts during the race. But I really like this race and racetrack, and hopefully we can do a good job.
For sure. And then how do you size up your protege Corey Day's performance in the two races this weekend? I know some tough circumstances, but you were so involved with him too.
Yeah, he was really fast. He made some mistakes last night, but I think that's okay to do. He's just getting started, and I think it's good for any young kid to make mistakes, off the bat. So you definitely learn from it, as I'm sure he did last night. So, it was fun to watch him. I watched him in the stands, and he had me laughing for a lot of it because he was pretty crazy and kind of reminded me of myself just being wild. But, it was fun to watch, and it's been cool to see his progression, and he's continuing to get better.
Kyle Larson, you're looking to get better too there, and we're going to go back upstairs to you all as we set up this Crown Jewel Night Race.
All right, Mark, you got a big number that Kyle Larson has led here, right?
Yeah, Kyle Larson has basically led 9 out of every 10 laps over the past 2 times we've been here to Bristol, as he has demolished the field. He also demolished the field in the Xfinity Series race back in the spring as well. He runs a line in this racetrack people have tried to duplicate. Can't quite get it. He has a way of diamonding off turn number 4 and coming down off the top of that banking with amazing speed. And a lot of guys, they look at the film, they look at the SMT data, but they haven't been able to match it yet.
We'll come back with opening ceremonies for the Bass Pro Shops Night Race right after this.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa knows.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a 3-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Tyler Reddick heads to that front stretch chicane. This will be his 6th stage victory of the year, a very important one.
This is Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 45 for 2311 Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to the Bass Pro Shops Night Race here at Bristol Motor Speedway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. And Mark, when the checkered flag flies, our 16-driver playoffs field will be whittled down to 12.
And there always seems to be a quote-unquote name driver or two in the group. In 2021, those who got cut, Eric Almirola, Tyler Reddick, Kurt Busch, and Michael McDowell. Then in 22, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, Kevin Harvick. In 2023 in the Bristol Cutoff Race, again Michael McDowell, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Joey Logano, again Kevin Harvick. Last year it was Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, and Harrison Burton.
Wow, there are no guarantees, even though we know where the cut line stands right now at plus 11, minus 11, Austin Cindric to Austin Dillon. Anything can change when it's all said and done. We're getting set to go trackside. You heard at the beginning of our program during our state water heaters view from the turn. This is the last race for Rob Albright, who has spent nearly three decades on the Performance Racing Network. Bristol Motor Speedway is giving Rob Albright the honor, as a very good Christian man, of doing the invocation for tonight's race. And we're about to go down trackside to get that going now as the anticipation is building here for this race here at Bristol Motor Speedway, part of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. So let's go trackside to get opening ceremonies underway right here at the world's fastest half mile.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the Cherokee High School Junior ROTC Color Guard presents our nation's color. Here to offer tonight's invocation, please welcome from the Performance Racing Network, Rob Albright.
Please join me in prayer. Lord, in this moment of quiet, we just want to stop and say thank you. Thank you for being able to enjoy our favorite sport with 100,000 of our friends. But Lord, we know as there's peace inside this Coliseum, there is strife outside it, far too much of it. There's division, there's hatred. Lord, that's not you. You're a God of peace. You're a God of love. In fact, your word says that you are love. And you loved each one of us enough, Lord, to want a personal relationship. So, Lord, I just would pray tonight, if there are those standing in this audience that can recognize an emptiness inside that only a relationship with you can fill, Father, I would pray that tonight, before they enjoy this race, they would invite your son, who gave his life for us, a ransom for many, as their Savior and Lord. You're a good God, a good, good God. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome back the children of the drivers and crews, a longtime Bristol Motor Speedway tradition, the Motor Racing Outreach Kids.
Through the peril of stars, oh, the land.
Well, that's a wrap for the Bass Pro Shops pre-race show here on PRN. Coming up, the command to start engines and the green flag.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Here's John Felton of Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
We've been partnered with NASCAR for about 6 years now. We've continued to expand the various ways that we can engage the NASCAR community. Radio has been very helpful for us in terms of accessing the fan base directly through relationships that we've built with the on-air personalities. That's a brand that has a personality that is a good fit for our brand.
Thank you, John. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From Bristol Motor Speedway, you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
You got a big crowd. It is a special feeling. The night race at Bristol Motor Speedway.
The last great Coliseum.
And remember, always those famous words of Dale Earnhardt. It's Bristol, baby!
Tonight, under the lights at Bristol, round one of the 2025 playoffs reaches its crescendo, and the number of drivers hoping for a championship will go from 16 to 12. Kyle Larson has delivered the last two wins at this coveted venue and is ready to make it three in a row.
I've always loved Bristol. I've always ran well there, old car and this car, but just our setup must be really good, and I've now spent a lot of laps out in the lead there that I feel like I can be really efficient out in the lead and keep myself in the lead. So it's definitely our best track and my favorite track, and hopefully we can go there and have a race like we have the last two times.
William Byron hopes to channel the success of Larson and make it his own.
Yeah, we got to get better at Bristol. I think, Kyle's been the standard there for the past couple times. Kyle's been, led a bunch of laps, obviously, and been, up front. I just feel like our car has just been a notch off of that. Like, we haven't been able to get the balance out of it that we need. So hopefully this year we can have a better balanced car and have a little bit better weekend.
2024 season champ Joey Logano is still trying to find his happy place here.
Yeah, from lack of effort, it just seems like a track where we just haven't had this raw speed in the car yet. So just haven't got the feel that I needed.
For those who have struggled here in the past, like Bubba Wallace, there is a wish for better days ahead.
Man, give me the car I had last year, where we drove from, I think, 10th or 8th to 3rd in the last run. The night race is always just different. Different mindset, different mentality, different just everything, different aura. We have been off a little bit at Bristol during the spring races, but was really pleased with our speed last year in the night race.
And Christopher Bell yearns for the elusive Bristol win.
Yeah, Bristol's been one that's gotten away from us. We should have won a number of Bristol races by now, and we have a whopping goose egg in the win column. So Bristol's just one where it's so easy to get caught up in other people's messes that it's a little bit scary.
It's the Bass Pro Shops night race at Bristol Motor Speedway. And every lap is right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Thank you very much, Kent Bernhardt. What a wonderful opening to our race here tonight, the Bass Pro Shops Night Race, the cutoff race of the round of 16 for the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. When it comes to our playoffs field, well, they don't start all the way at the front. A.J. Allmendinger won the pole. Ryan Blaney, a playoffs contender, will join him on the front row. The rest of the playoffs drivers, eight of them, occupy the top 10 starting spots. Kyle Larson starts fifth, Denny Hamlin sixth, William Byron seventh, eighth, Bubba Wallace, Christopher Bell ninth, Josh Berry 10th. We have a couple of them buried in the field. Chase Briscoe, he's already advanced to the next round with a win in the Southern 500, but he starts 31st here tonight. Shane Van Gisbergen starts 28th. Van Gisbergen, 15 points below the cut line. Austin Dillon at minus 11 is starting 23rd, and Joey Logano is going to start, well, he'll start with his car number, 22nd here tonight. Who goes to victory lane? That's not necessarily going to be one of our playoffs contenders, but if we go back to the last two races here, Mark, in fact, the last four races, they've won by been won by some pretty tough playoffs contenders. Kyle Larson won the last two. Before that, it was Denny Hamlin winning the two prior.
They certainly have to hope that this tire change has cooled down Kyle Larson a little bit, because he has absolutely dominated these races. And the four drivers below the cut line, they certainly have a whole lot of work to do. And when you look at their body of work, either at the beginning of the playoff or how they've run here towards the end of the season, could be a real tough night for those four cars.
We're just over 1 minute away from the command to fire engines for the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. Mark, another storyline coming into it. Wasn't really a major one yesterday in practice and qualifying. A new softer right side Goodyear tire. But just because it wasn't a story yesterday doesn't mean it won't be one here tonight.
Again, a very temperature-sensitive racetrack when it comes to the Goodyear tires. Could see a big deal there. One thing that's interesting about how they put down the PJ1, they also drew a nice bright yellow line to separate the apron from that PJ1 in both the truck and the Xfinity Series race. It was total black, and I think some drivers made some mistakes thinking there was more racetrack there, not realizing they were on the apron, not the banking.
Very well said, and a great point. The concrete here, a light gray. The apron painted black. The PJ1, that nice narrow strip, it's black as well. They couldn't tell the difference last night. They'll be able to tonight for some time until that gets blackened up a little bit as the race goes on here with the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. We have 500 laps of action, maybe some extra if we get some overtime, but that remains to be seen what happens throughout the course of the race. But let's get them fired up as we go trackside here at Bristol.
Now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome noted conservationist and Bass Pro Shops founder Johnny Morris, his favorite fishing buddy JP, Bristol store manager Jeff Hall, country music stars Chris Jansen and Clay Self, and future conservationists Jesse Jansen, Maya Reagan, and Brooks Briscoe, plus select veterans proudly representing Bass Pro Shop's 4,000 veteran outfitters.
On this beautiful night in the heart of America, all of us at Bass Pro Shops are very proud to dedicate tonight's great American race to our nation's true conservationists, America's hunters and anglers. And we're even more proud to dedicate this race to all who defend our freedoms here in the greatest land on earth.
The command has been given. Let's crank him up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
39 cars will take the green flag for the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. Starting 39th, Chad Fincham in the Barger Precast Ford. Corey Heim starts 38th, the Robin Hood Toyota. 37th will be Ty Dillon, the Grizzly Nicotine Pouches Chevrolet. Todd Gilliland starts 36th, the Loves Travel Stops Ford. 35th is Daniel Suarez, the Freeway Insurance Chevrolet. 34th will be Cody Ware, the Arby's Classic Ford. Austin Hill starts 33rd in the United Rentals Chevrolet. 32nd will be Kyle Kyle Busch, the Lucas Oil Chevrolet. Starting 31st, Chase Briscoe, the Bass Pro Shops Toyota.
30th, it's Noah Gregson, the Rush Truck Center's Ford. 29th, Riley Herbst, the Monster Energy Zero Sugar Toyota. Playoff contender Shane Van Gisbergen will take the green flag 28th, and the Wendy's Breakfast Baconator Chevrolet, the Dollar Tree Toyota of Eric Jones, is 27th. 26th, Cole Custer, the HaasTooling.com Ford. Then it's the Gainbridge Chevrolet of Michael McDowell, 25th. 24th, Zane Smith, the Long John Silver's Ford. 23rd, Austin Dillon, the Bass Pro Shops Winchester Chevrolet. The Shell Pennzoil Ford of Joey Logano, outside row 11 in the 22nd starting spot. And then 21st, Chris Buescher, the Bodyguard Ford.
Ryan Preece rolls off 20th in the Kroger Stoke Ford. John Hunter Nemechek 19th, the Pie Barker Fire and Safety Toyota. Brad Keselowski rolls off 18th in the Castrol Travel Centers of America Ford. Justin Haley 17th, the Nation's Guard Chevrolet. Chase Elliott starts 16th in the Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. 15th will be teammate Alex Bohm in the Ally Open Road Sweep Chevrolet. Tyler Reddick starts 14th in the Pinnacle Toyota. Ross Chastain will roll off 13th, the Moose Fraternity Chevrolet. Starting 12th, Carson Hocevar, the Delaware Life Chevrolet. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. rolls off 11th in the NOS Energy Chevrolet.
8 playoff drivers will start in the top 10. That includes Josh Berry outside of row number 5 in the Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford. To his inside, Christopher Bell, the DeWalt Toyota. Bubba Wallace will start 8th in the Robin Hood Toyota with the Raptor Chevrolet of William Byron 7th. 6th, Denny Hamlin, the King's Hawaiian Toyota. 5th, Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. 4th, it's Ty Gibbs, the Monster Energy Toyota. To his inside in row number 2, Austin Cindric goes off 3rd in the Discount Tire Ford. And now the front row on the outside in the Menard Sylvania Ford, it's Ryan Blaney. And on the pole for the first time since Watkins Glen in 2015, A.J. Allmendinger in the Grizzly Nicotine Pouches Chevrolet. His speed around this half-mile oval, 126.930 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for the Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks in the metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're getting set for the green flag of the Bass Pro Shops Night Race from Bristol Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Drivers are making their way down pit road, setting the lights for pit road speed on their digital dash. When we start this race, we'll head into eBay stage number one. Swapping your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love. Let's check in with our pit reporters to find out who they think might make it into Progressive Victory Lane when it's all said and done. We'll start with Andrew Kerlin. Who's your pick?
Well, guys, I want to go with someone who's been described as sneaky good here. Christopher Bell, top 10 finishes in the last five races at Bristol. Joe Gibbs Racing won the first two races of the playoffs. I think driver number 20 will win the third. He's rolling off ninth, Doug Turnbull.
I think it's going to be a blue oval party here. Yeah, there's all this talk about Kyle Larson or the fast Toyotas, but Ryan Blaney, who's been one of the kings of Martinsville, has never won at Bristol, though he has top tens in the last two races, including fifth in the spring. He led 48 laps of the spring, second most from Larson. So I take driver 12 to advance to the playoffs. Ryan Blaney.
Wendy Venturini, how about you?
Well, this is Rob Albright's final race, and he and I had a conversation pre-race, and he told me what his pick was today. So I, in honor of Rob Albright, will be picking his favorite driver in the field this evening based on character, because he thinks he's a strong character. Ross Chastain, he was in our booth last night. He is a playoff contender. He does have some points to make up. Ross Chastain, 19 points to the good in 11th. I'm not going to throw out a lot of stats on him, but just know, Rob Albright, this one's for you.
All right, Brett McMillan.
Well, I tell you, she's left me a couple of pretty good drivers. A guy that's going for three in a row, and a guy going for his fifth win here. I'm going to go with a guy that's going for his fifth win here and his fifth straight top four. Denny Hamlin, nothing to lose tonight. He's already in the next round. He makes it two wins in a row.
Now that he's caught his breath, let's go quickly back up to Rob Albright.
Well, thank you, Wendy, and I hope that just didn't put a jinx on Mr. Ross Chastain. And I am right in the middle of the back straightaway on the roof. I'm going to watch these cars as they dive into turn number one. It's compound banking, also called progressive banking, 24 degrees at the bottom, 28 at the top. We'll see two wide racing, and once in a while, but only when necessary, somebody might be forced to make it three wide on this tiny little racetrack. Each end is identical, 650 feet on each end and 650 feet on each straightaway. Add that up, that's just a tad bit over a half mile. And guys, I can't be more excited to call my final race of a 29-year career.
Well, it's like Hollywood right now. If we're making the movie of this race and Rob Albright's life, right? We have the sun setting behind the grandstands on the backstretch. The lights are coming up. There's other lights flashing around the racetrack. This is the opening shot to the movie, the Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
Love it. And we see the field lined up behind the pace car right now. It looks like A.J. Allmendinger is going to take the preferred starting spot as the fireworks shoot up on the back straightaway. That'll be the outside lane here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney will draw to his inside. We've got Austin Cindric and Ty Gibbs. Then it's Kyle Larson. And we see the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. He's got the orange and blue King's Hawaiian colors on his Toyota tonight, Mark.
You can't miss Denny Hamlin tonight. Not at all.
You can't miss Denny Hamlin. The Chevy Corvette pace car makes the hard left turn off to pit road, and the green flag is out in the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. Big jump for A.J. Allmendinger. Ty Gibbs will follow him into one.
As has been the case all weekend, low lane, slow start. Ty Gibbs into the second spot, bypassing Ryan Blaney. Fourth on the outside and chasing Blaney is Hamlin.
Hamlin tries to draw alongside Ryan Blaney. Can't get it done at the exit of turn four. Here's Austin Cindric now powering to the inside of Denny Hamlin.
Taking advantage of the fact that Hamlin had moved up to the middle lane in an effort to get around Blaney, Austin Cindric will work the bottom of the racetrack.
Denny Hamlin trying to clear Austin Cindric. He'll have to stay in the middle groove. Austin Cindric gets a good jump off of turn number four. They stay nose to nose for fourth into one.
Not surprising. There's a battle side by side for the 10th position. Carson Hocevar has gone to the top. That's to be expected from this young man.
The fireworks have left smoke all over this racetrack right now, but there are no problems down there on the surface. A.J. Allmendinger beginning to pull away from Ty Gibbs.
Oh, he's just locked down on that bottom lane of this racetrack, pulling away to about a six-car length advantage in turn three.
Hamlin went way high into turn number two. He drops out of the top five, lets Bubba Wallace go by. Now Kyle Larson looks to the inside of that Toyota. He'll try and make the pass into one.
Larson goes to the bottom. Denny Hamlin struggling just a bit here at the outset. Larson will almost clear him, but not completely. In Larson's tire tracks is Byron.
We're just underway. Five laps complete. That leaves 120 to go in stage number one.
out of turn number two, down the back straightaway. A.J. Allmendinger says that fluke was that pole position was not a fluke.
Denny Hamlin continuing to backslide. He now lets William Byron by. He goes to the top. Josh Berry coming to his inside. Looks like a problem with that number 11.
You know, we can always speculate. It's never safe to do that, but one must think perhaps he's got a soft tire somehow. Hosovar will take the 10th place away from Hamlin.
So for A.J. Allmendinger, he's now led six laps. Coming into this race the entire season, he had led only four. So A.J. looking to pull away and add to that total.
Hey, he's proving that Friday's speed in qualifying was not just a fluke. He's got Saturday night speed as well, as he has pulled away from a 0.6 of a second advantage on Ty Gibbs and just running perfect lines around the racetrack.
Absolutely, and behind him about four car lengths, Ty Gibbs, two back to Blaney, two back to Sindrick, two back to Bubba Wallace, and then you've got about seven or eight car lengths back to Kyle Larson, but Larson now running some quick laps. Let's see if he can pull in on the lead group. Meanwhile, as they come back across the stripe, they'll be completing lap number 10. Still 115 to go in stage number one of the Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
Mark, Denny Hamlin's not the only one who's been losing spots. He has now dropped down when we find him to 13th here in this race. But Hamlin's lost seven spots since the start. Playoffs driver Joey Logano, we talked a lot about this yesterday in practice and qualifying. His next-gen results here at Bristol Motor Speedway are just simply not good. Joey Logano has dropped 11 spots. He started 22nd in this race, and now Joey Logano, again, struggling here tonight.
So Joey Logano is 10 seconds behind the leaders, being scored at this point in the 33rd position. So as A.J. Allmendinger exits turn number two, going into turn three is Logano. He's already lost two-thirds of a lap early on in stage number one. Much in danger, I think, of going down a lap. This thing stays green. A.J. Allmendinger is going to come and get him.
Yeah, this was a really tough start for Joey Logano again. Let's get an update on Denny Hamlin from Wendy Venturini.
Right, Denny Hamlin just came on and said that he is really tight. That's why he's backslid so far.
Let's go down to Andrew Curlin. He's got an update on Logano.
Yeah, we talked about the struggles that Joey Logano had. He just came on the radio, said it's absolutely awful, and then he is sideways in the corner. So Joey Logano, who has not had a historically good record at Bristol as of late, struggling early in this one.
And he knows the pain of coming into this race above the cut line and getting knocked out.
Top five have separated themselves here already in the Bass Pro Shops night race as we have completed just 15 laps. A.J. Allmendinger leads Ty Gibbs. Ryan Blaney runs in third. Austin Cindric fourth. Rounding out the top five is Bubba Wallace.
Here's Julie Whittington of Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Seeing our brand associated with a championship team and driver like Joey Logano and Team Penske is an incredible feeling. For Hunt Brothers Pizza, it's not just about having our logo on the car. It's about being a part of a winning culture. The connection helps us elevate our brand's visibility, credibility, and it's a huge source of pride for everyone involved. Actually, it also gives us a unique opportunity to connect with the fans of NASCAR, many of whom are loyal supporters of our team and driver. There's really something special about being part of that journey. NASCAR really aligns perfectly with the culture of Hunt Brothers Pizza. Both are all about passion, energy, and certainly a strong sense of community. Marketing a national brand like Hunt Brothers Pizza comes with its challenges, but being involved in NASCAR has brought a whole new level of excitement and opportunity to the table.
This is Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Leaders have caught lap traffic. Cody Ware and Chad Fincham, the first two to go a lap down. It's about to get busy for leader A.J. Allmendinger. We'll be right back. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy,
Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
After leading 23 laps, problems for A.J. Allmendinger. He's a bit off the pace. He got a bump from Ty Gibbs as Gibbs went by to become the second different leader in the Bass Pro Shops night race. Now, he's being chased by Ryan Blaney. They have the lap car of Cole Custer between them, and just two cars ahead of leader Ty Gibbs, Joey Logano.
And you got to think something's really wrong with A.J. Allmendinger. He is really washing up the racetrack coming off of turn number two, way off at the pace. But Brett McMillan's got an update on race conditions as well. Brett?
Kyle Busch is saying that he's noticing more rubber up against the wall than they noticed in practice yesterday. A.J. Allmendinger is going to come into the position of his pit crew. He says he feels like he either has a tire going down or a loose tire.
He has fallen behind Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick now, so he's dropping to about 17th or 18th and continuing to free fall as he hits pit road.
A.J. Allmendinger coming in, see if he has a loose wheel. Meanwhile, Ryan Preece had to come in unscheduled, Andrew Kurland.
Yeah, they just came in, changed all four tires, and they're taking a look at one of the tires, which seems to already have some cording on it. I'm getting a closer look, and it's the right front tire that has cording, and we've only ran 29 laps, Brett McMillan.
I'm looking at the right front tire that came off of A.J. Allmendinger's car, and it is absolutely cored as they've taken those right side tires off. And that first set of tires, like I said, the right front tire is coming apart.
Wow, we are about to have something interesting, Mark. Yesterday in practice, most of the drivers said this new right side Goodyear tire doesn't feel much different. What we were looking for, a lot hoping for, what we saw back in the spring of 2024 when the tires with aggressive teams were wearing out after about 40 laps or so. Well, it looks like we found our two most aggressive teams so far.
And again, as you look at the lap times now, Blaney, the leader, just ran a 16.9, 17.2 for Ty Gibbs, as Blaney now has become the third different leader in this race. So the lap times are falling off. And again, the big question mark with the tires was the fact that maybe cooler temperatures may be a problem.
And guys, I got to let you know, before you go to Wendy, we've had three playoff drivers already go a lap down to the race leader, Ryan Blaney. First, it was Austin Dillon. Then it was Joey Logano. And now Chase Briscoe has gone down a lap.
Ty Gibbs comes in. He is actually, that is Riley Herbst comes in off the pace. Wendy Venturini.
Every pit crew on pit road already has tires, already has their guns ready to go. Shane Van Gisbergen got up high and bobbled. They told him, get low. I don't care how slow you're going, you need to get low. Justin Haley also had a problem. He feels like his right front tire is going down. The crew of Austin Cindric also on the wall. The crew of Chris Buescher also on the wall. This is a problem early on.
John Hunter Nemechek off the pace. He is on pit lane, slowed dramatically, then got his way onto the apron of the racetrack and safely out of the way.
All right, John Hunter Nemechek's in front of Wendy Venturini. Doug Turnbull, let's go to you first. We have one of our playoffs contenders who's already gone a lap down.
That's right. The second Bass Pro car to have trouble tonight, and that is Chase Briscoe. They have removed all four tires, and he has corded tires there after he went a lap down. Chase Briscoe's down and away. These tires not surviving Wendy Venturini.
Corded tires everywhere right now on pit road. John Hunter Nemechek just came in and a blasted right front tire. Cords almost all the way around that tire. Also on pit road was Bubba Wallace, who came down pit road for two right side tires.
Thank you very much, Andrew and Wendy. Right now, Ryan Blaney is leading this race. Teammate Austin Cindric second. Kyle Larson third. William Byron fourth. Josh Berry fifth. I think, Mark, when we look at one thing, crew chiefs had the option. If they didn't feel like we were going to see massive tire wear, they felt like they could go aggressive. Now it looks like we are. This is by design, by the way, with the Goodyear tire. So did the Team Penske teams go conservative on purpose? Blaney, Cindric, Josh Berry, all running in the top four as Denny Hamlin is now coming down for his pit service. Brett McMillan.
I watched Riley Herbst come in. His tire was, right front tire was pouring. Also, as you guys talked about, Denny Hamlin has now come in, and he is getting a four-tire change also. We'll take a look at those tires coming off the car. And same thing, right front tire is pouring.
So we see the cars that have been lapped. Logano, Hamlin after his pit stop, Heim, Gregson, right on the edge of being a lap down is Kyle Busch. He now goes down a lap as he heads to pit road.
Yeah, Kyle Busch now coming in, and he is coming in on the front stretch pit road. We've got 84 laps to go in stage number one. A lot of storylines developing early here in the Bass Pro Shops night race where Ryan Blaney runs out front.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Tonight's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. When we come back, we're going to give you just a good update on the way this race is already shaping up early here at Bristol Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're going to give you a leaderboard update, and it's going to be very dynamic through the night. First, I want to go down to Andrew Kurlin, who has an observation on how some teams are going to make these Goodyear tires last.
Yeah, they told Joey Logano, just hang on to it as long as you can. He finally surrendered to pit road around lap 49, and I'm taking a look at the right front tire, and it is just about shredded down here. So teams have 10 sets of tires, 9 stickers, and 1 qualifying set that they're going to have to make last this entire night.
Kyle Larson has just run a lap 19.6. We qualified around 15 seconds. He is just literally crawling around the racetrack trying to get a few more laps out of his tires.
That's exactly 4.5 seconds off his qualifying speed.
And Austin Cindric has just passed his teammate Ryan Blaney. He's running 19.1. Blaney's running 18.9s. I mean, some of these cars are literally crawling around the racetrack. Here's Blaney letting 8-9 cars pass him here on the front stretch.
Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
At this point, we have only 8 cars on the lead lap, just 55 laps into this race. Austin Cindric, your leader. His teammate Ryan Blaney, second. Kyle Larson, third. Josh Berry, fourth. Ricky Stenhouse, Jr., fifth. Sixth, Brad Keselowski. Carson Hocevar, seventh. And then in eighth, Ty Dillon. They have not pitted, and they are running really slow lap speeds.
Yeah, and I just saw Josh Berry look like he came in for a stop-and-go penalty down on pit road. So some struggles going on right there with a lot of things happening on the track. This is the amazing thing. With such a variation in speeds on the racetrack, Mark, we are watching drivers that you have to wonder, like, okay, are they even making minimum speed right now? But they have to. Austin Cindric is on to pit road. Wendy Venturini, I know he's one of the cars that you're covering. All right, we'll check in with Wendy coming up here in just a bit. A lot of dynamic things happening up here at the same time, Mark, and a lot of things happening down for our pit reporters. They're all over the track.
This race has been totally crazy at this particular point. Hard to get a handle on. Kyle Larson now pitting.
Kyle Larson coming down to pit road, and he is in front of Wendy Venturini.
Yes, Kyle Larson quickly came down pit road. The team was not prepared for that stop. I believe he felt the tire right behind him is cold. Literally limping to his pit box. The right front tire is gone on Cole Custer's car. Also coming down pit road should be Austin Cindric, because his tire is also going away.
Now, Ryan Blaney has retaken the lead again, has not pitted. Ty Gibbs is now second. William Byron third. Zane Smith fourth. Fifth is going to be A.J. Allmendinger, who did pit. Carson Hocevar sixth. Those are the only cars right now on the lead lap, and it is absolutely the most bizarre thing to look at here at Bristol Motor Speedway. The entire half-mile track is covered by race cars, some running half speed, some trying to get full speed out of their car to get back on the lead lap.
And we're not even halfway through stage one. We're at lap 61, or 61 in, 64 laps to go. So far, Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, William Byron, Zane Smith, and, well, it's showing Ryan Preece hasn't pitted, but Ryan Preece did pit earlier in this race, so we are seeing so many different things happening here on the racetrack.
So Allmendinger pitted on lap 28, and he is currently in the fifth position trying to work his way forward. And again, if you have to change the tires somehow anywhere from lap 28 to say 40 or so, you're going to run out of tires, and Goodyear may have to mount another set for these guys.
Rob Albright, Ryan Blaney is just crawling around the racetrack, but he's able to almost maintain the lead. Ty Gibbs just got around him, but he's been able to stay out longer.
Well, a full straightaway now. Ty Gibbs, two laps to go past Ryan Blaney. In two laps, he separated himself by a full straightaway, and Ryan Blaney now will bring his machine onto pit road.
Ty Gibbs just smashes into the back bumper of John Hunter Nemechek, moves him out of the way as he dives underneath Chad Fincham as well. And now they work their way to one. The leader, Ty Gibbs, Robin, very heavy traffic.
Yeah, and I've seen Ty already in the early stages of this race hammer on the back bumpers of several drivers. If it continues, I think there could be some retaliation, and he is in the middle of heavy, heavy traffic.
Ryan Blaney is in now in front of you, Doug Turnbull.
And of course, it's for four tires there, Brad, as he has gouted away. He was coached by crew chief Jonathan Hassler. He had to make it so he could have enough set the tires. He went to that point, and then they called him immediately to pit road as soon as they found an opening for this busy racetrack.
They split that stage, Mark. I think Jonathan Hassler might actually have the winning strategy, at least early on in stage number one. If he can go through this stage on only two sets of Goodyear tires, that's going to put him at a massive advantage as this race continues.
And Ryan Blaney, when you watched how he got to halfway, he would gas it down the straightaways, then literally coast through the corners, gas it hard again. Again, the lap speed was way down, but he didn't have to pit until much later than some of these other guys.
One of the drivers we should pay attention to is one we talked about who went backwards at the start of this race. That's Denny Hamlin. He's currently running seventh. When we saw this same type of tire wear in the spring of 2024, he won that race. One thing, Mark, Denny Hamlin talked about in that race, he was pitted off at turn number four. He told his then crew chief, Chris Gabehart, "I'm trying to balance between leaning on the right front and leaning on the right rear. The right front, the right rear." He was able to make his tires last a lot longer and drive into victory lane.
He said he went back to his days racing late models to try to nurse his car that day around the racetrack with the best tire wear that he could. And again, it's just amazing to see the lap speeds with these race cars. Some guys, it looks like, hey, we're just going to put them on charge until we need to get tires. Other guys, again, dropping their lap speeds to try to stretch out their tire wear.
Andrew Kerlin, what's happening in your section of pit road?
Austin Dillon just came back in. Right side tires was the call. He's already came in and had a speeding penalty. Remember, he is racing for the playoffs right now and has already gone through two sets of right side tires.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Right now, with 53 to go in stage number one, Ty Gibbs leads William Byron, Zane Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, Austin Cindric, your top five here in the Bass Pro Shops Night Race.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa know-how!
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years, to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
With the rubber wearing off of these tires, it's also landing on the exhaust. Josh Berry is on fire, Brett McMillan.
All right, Josh Berry has come to a stop. It is pit stall. They're telling him to get out. The car's on fire. They don't know what the cause of it is yet. They're trying to get him out. Right now, the crew is over the wall. There's smoke pouring from the cockpit. They're trying to get him out of there as fast as possible. They're getting the window down there. Finally pulled Josh Berry from the car. The hood is up, and it is just brown smoke just pouring out of that car. Safety personnel have come over the wall now, and they are getting the fire extinguishers ready. Now they're pouring the fire extinguishers up under the hood. No idea what caused the fire, obviously, at this point in time. But he has come to a stop on pit road in his pit stall, and smoke continues to pour out from inside that car. Fortunately, Josh Berry is out of the car and safe inside his pit stall.
Caution is out now here at Bristol. Mark, if you remember early on in the next gen